Food Heals Nation, what have you been doing lately when it comes to truly caring for your skin? Have you tried any of the light therapy facials or the LED masks? I've shared on this show how I use lasers to completely remove my brown spots in the past, and I love anything that can help me with wrinkles or blemishes or redness or scars. I find a lot of great products on YouTube that I test out, and I've just discovered a new brand. It's called Lima. And when you see the before and afters on YouTube, you're going to be a convert too. They are changing the way that you care for your skin on actually a profoundly scientific level. This is the Lima laser. It's the world's most powerful clinic-grade cosmetic laser device and the only laser FDA cleared for at-home use. Why this is important is because I was spending, I'm not going to tell you how much, way too much money years ago when I was getting rid of those brown spots, when I was really healing my skin. And now this same type of technology is available at home, and I'm here for it. I am so excited. So this is a near infrared laser light that penetrates deep into the dermis, simultaneously working on your fat, muscle, and bone to give you like a non-surgical facelift. It transforms your skin. It helps skin issues like wrinkles, sagging, blemishes, pigmentation, redness, breakouts, and scars. And it does this with zero damage, zero pain, and zero downtime. And I remember the lasers that I used to do, they did have some downtime, so this is great. Make sure to check out some of the before and after photos on the website so you can see what I'm talking about. They have YouTube videos too. But the reason it's groundbreaking is it uses that near-infrared low-level light technology, which is completely cold and painless, and it's 100 times more powerful than an LED. And the craziest part is you can even use it with a full face of makeup. So check it out for yourself. Visit lima.life. L is for live, Y is for younger, M is for masterful, A is for approved, and learn more about the Lima laser. If you're interested in trying one today, you can sign up for their newsletter. Tell them that Food Heals sent you, and please let me know if you order one. I want to hear about your results. Again, it's lima.life, lyma.life. Y'all, oh my God, Food Heals Nation, I just got the softest sheets and pajama set from Cozy Earth, and I had to go and get you a discount code too so that you could experience the coziness as well. You can visit CozyEarth.com, use the promo code FOODHEALS, and you'll get an exclusive 35% off. So Cozy Earth, it's like your one-stop shop for what they call the luxury she deserves. So listen up, guys, because this could make a great gift for that special someone, your girlfriend, your wife, the mother in your life. And don't forget, Mother's Day will be here before we know it. So get a gift for the mom or moms. Here's a nice little gift you could ask for. Anyways, let's start with the sheets to transform your sleep. The coolest thing about Cozy Earth bedding is that it is temperature regulating, so you stay cool, which is so important when you're sleeping. Plus, they are just so soft. It feels like I'm sleeping on a cloud. Plus, I love the Cozy Earth quality and longevity promise. All products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. So incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and just overall wellness. So again, this is the luxury you deserve. You can treat yourself to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. And while you're at it, don't forget to check out the Bamboo Pajama Set. It was awarded Oprah's Favorite Things in 2019, so you know it's good. I love the softness and breathability of the fabric, and it has these really great side pockets. And don't forget that by supporting our sponsors, you support this show. Head over to CozyEarth.com, use the promo code FOODHEALS for an exclusive 35% off, and go get your mom the luxury she deserves on Mother's Day at CozyEarth.com with promo code FOODHEALS. You're listening to the Food Heals Podcast.
Warning, side effects of this podcast may include increased health and vitality, thoughts of living longer, developing a more positive outlook on life, an increase in sexual activity, feelings of joy, cravings for kale and quinoa, and a spike in Tinder matches. In rare cases, people have experienced a strong desire to put down the Ben and Jerry's, get off the couch, and take a walk outside. If you experience any of these symptoms, tell your Facebook friends immediately.
All right, welcome, Food Heals Nation. Thanks for joining me. I'm Allison Melody coming at you from Nashville. It's cold here. How is the weather where you are? I just got back from Florida where it was warm and now I am here craving warm weather. I'm really not built for this cold, I have to be honest. I think I lived in Southern California for too long. Should we go somewhere warm? I think I'm going to Tulum and California, and I gotta get warm, and maybe I'll do some Food Heals interviews there. But yeah, I just got back from Florida. It was amazing. It was PodFest, which I've been going to 7 or 8 years now, one of my favorite conferences. Lots of my favorite people, you know, some of my closest friends I actually met there. Many people have actually been on this show. And I had some conversations with some of you, with some listeners, and a couple of you also reached out to me in December, and the conversations were like, when are we doing something together again? And you're right, it's been a while since I've done an in-person event. It's been a while since I've done an Italy retreat. Those were all before COVID. It's been a while since I've done any online programs. The last one I ran was Healthy AF last year for 4 months at this time. I used to do the Food Heals You Mastermind. I've done the Rise and Bloom. So I've done all of these group coaching programs or in-person retreats or masterminds with you, and they always have to do with health, wellness, or building your wellness business. And so because this has come up a lot, my question is actually for you. If you wanted to do a program with Food Heals, what would it look like? What would you want to work on? What do you want to learn? What kind of people do you want to surround yourself with to up-level your life, to up-level your health, to up-level your business? I would love to create a new program for all of us to do something together, but I want to customize it for you. So if you're interested in doing something like this, I can't promise Italy right now, but hey, and if enough of you say I want to go to Italy and do a Food Heals Vegan Retreat, I will get Leslie on the phone and we will figure it out. But I'm thinking more along the lines of an online health and business mastermind, and we could meet maybe in person twice a year, something like that, and up-level our wellness, up-level our health and our wellness businesses. That's what I'm good at helping people with. That's where kind of my skill set is. That's where I shine. And so I love bringing people together, amazing people like you who are, you know, we all have the same goals, right? We all have the same goals to be our healthiest, hottest, happiest, and do it holistically, right? And many of us are also building businesses, whether online or brick and mortar. We're building wellness businesses based on our passion. So I love helping people and learning from you as well. Like in a mastermind, we all help each other and learn from each other's, you know, successes and failures. And sometimes we can't see something for ourselves, but someone else can look at it and go, oh, I know the exact resource for you, or I know the exact path for you, or I know the exact software you need, or the exact supplement that helped me with this thing. So if any of this is of interest to you, just email me at info@foodhealsnation.com and tell me what you would want to see. And I will try to create something that works for you. So again, it's info@foodhealsnation.com. A lot of you I do talk to Instagram. I'm losing my words. A lot of you I talk to on Instagram at AllisonMelodyTV. So we can always chat there as well. Either one, however you want to reach out. If there is something that you want to do together with me and Food Heals Nation in 2024, then let me know and I'll create it. All right, let's get to the show. So this is a fun and exciting episode. What is fascia and why is it an essential tool to help your body heal itself? Well, I got Anna Ray on the show to tell us all about it because I was like, I've heard of that, but what the heck is fascia? So if you're with me, Anna will explain it all the mysteries behind this thin casing of connective tissue that's been quietly holding our bodies together, whether we knew it or not, right? So we're going to talk about what fascia is and why it matters. Anna and I immediately bonded on one thing, and that is that we believe that movement is medicine. And she proved it with her own journey because she discovered that when she started understanding the way fascia works in our bodies, it could help us overcome chronic pain and help us unlock the body's ability to heal itself. So picture this. Anna was here suffering with over 20 years of pain, and she wiped that away by tapping into the fascinating ability of fascia to contract and release. We're going to talk about what that means and how it acts as a built-in therapist for our muscles, our nerves, and our organs. And we get deep because the way we move, or the way we don't move, the lack of movement, can shape not just our bodies, but our entire lives. If there's rigidness and tightness in our exercise routines, that just might be a sneak peek into why we are more rigid and tense in our everyday lives. And it goes both ways, right? So that's why I'm really glad to have Anna here today. She has delved deep into a liberating and empowering relationship with fascia for over 20 years so that as many people as possible can invest in their health, restore their vitality, and heal themselves with the tools that she has created. Anna is the CEO, founder, and educator over at GST Body, and she's partnered with top athletes, surgeons, physicians, and celebrities, and been featured in lots of publications like Shape and Elle and the Wall Street Journal. So let's dive right in. Roll it, Roxy.
The Food Heals Podcast starts now.
All right, she is the CEO of GST Body. Please welcome Anna Ray to the show. Welcome, Anna.
Thank you so much for having me. I love to be here.
I'm so happy to have you. So tell us all about fascia. What is fascia and why is it an essential tool to help our bodies heal?
Oh my gosh, such an awesome question. So fascia, generically speaking, is just a type of tissue in the body that is responsible for giving us connectivity and giving us shape and holding our organs in place and giving us structure to our bodies. It looks kind of like a spider web, a gel-like spider web inside of us. If you were to kind of be able to go in with a video camera, which we can now, but we haven't always been able to. It kind of looks like a kitty went crazy with yarn inside. It's everywhere, wrapping around everything. And so that's what fascia is. It's kind of like saying generically, oh, my shirt is cotton. You'd say, oh, my body's pretty much fascia, right? It connects everything and holds us together. But its most significant function for us is when it's viewed through the lens of an entire body system. And so similar to your digestive system that comes with its own organs, and similar to the way that you have your respiratory system that comes with its own organs and types of tissues, the connective tissue system that is comprised of fascia comes with its own organs, the way that cells tend to organize. And why that is significant is because fascia organizes around every other body system. So it becomes fascia, interchangeably used as the connective tissue system, becomes one of your body's primary master systems next to your nervous system and next to your circulatory systems. And so it becomes of huge importance to health and wellness, both because of its involvement in all of your other physiological activities. It's involved in your digestion. It's involved in your nervous system. It's involved in your endocrine system. And so when you take care of your fascia, you're inadvertently kind of taking care of your whole body holistically.
That is a great explanation. It's like getting to the root. I love that. And take me back, because you have a story of overcoming pain. Is that what led you to become passionate about and educate people about fascia?
Yeah, it's such an interesting niche. I would never have thought that my life would focus around something so obscure. For the last 25 years, fascia has been very obscure to almost every area, medicine and popular, you know, health and wellness and trends. And so I did not try to become a health and wellness advocate, actually.
Right. Same. I know.
Kind of like divine timing or karmic, you know, contract or whatever line of philosophy you kind of align with. I was 18 and I was living in a body that felt like I was 80. And I didn't know why. And a couple things collided. I think that I had some body stuff going on when I was younger. I remember like certain moments in my life where I'm like, oh, this hurts, or why can't I be flexible, or I have a tummy ache, or my digestion isn't great, or when I was 14, I started in with depression. But I definitely had trauma in my past. And that ties into the quick version of my story, because I went up and spent a summer alone in a mountain cabin in the middle of the Rocky Mountains, trying to find healing once and for all this trauma. I had an eating disorder. I was pretty depressed. I had a really tumultuous relationship with a woman who was like 15 years older than me. And I was just kind of getting lost in my life. And I remember having this divining moment where I felt like, you know, kind of the voice of God came out of the clouds and was like, if you don't go figure out what's wrong with you right now, you are going to end up going down a path that is not your divine, you know, birthright and not what you're supposed to do. And so I pulled off the highway that minute, called my mom. I was 18 and I'm like, Mom, can you fly me home? I had no money. And she's like, yes, I will bring you home. And so I went, lived 3 months in a mountain cabin, and I did all of this emotional and psychological and spiritual work, driving 3 days a week, you know, to my therapist down in the down in the valley and back up again. And when I ended up moving back to San Francisco, ironically, it was then that my body really flared up and started talking to me. And I feel like that comes down to the what I call is the, you know, process of healing, which most of our traumas, most of our injuries, most of our emotional problems come through our physical body first. And then if they are not dealt with, then they move into our mind. And then if those aren't dealt with, they start to really affect our soul and our spiritual well-being. And so most people, we do a lot of work in the mind realm, but we kind of don't tend to do the full continuum moving back to the point and the origin of our traumas. And so I'm 18 and all of a sudden I have all of these very weird, multi-diverse experience in my body. I had super severe symptoms in my digestion, like IBS, but they couldn't actually pinpoint what it was. And then I would have muscles sometimes so sore that I could hardly, like, you know, the kind when you work out too hard and your arms won't go over your head to get your shirt off, or you're trying to sit down and your legs are so sore. But I wouldn't have done anything differently. I wouldn't have been like going out and working out super hard. And so that was like this mystery. And then it got like kind of even more weird, is that I would run the Golden Gate Park like a couple times a week. And I would do it on a Monday and I would feel like a marathon runner. I would feel so good. I'd be making like 7 minute miles. And then Thursday, I would do my second run and I would feel like a 10-pack-a-day smoker. And I'm like, I can't get up this hill. Everything is burning. It feels like they gave me, you know, things, bronchial and what are they called? Inhalers. They did tests on my lungs and nothing really showed up. And I had had enough training as a Pilates teacher to know what fascia was. And because I had the very little knowledge I had from a bodywork perspective, a workshop I had taken was mostly emotional and stuff, I started to be like, I wonder if this could be fascia. It's not muscles, it's not bones, and these symptoms are so diversely varied that something else is going on. And I'd go to all of these professionals, East and West, and no one really had a clue as to what was wrong with me. And so I started tinkering around. I had a reformer in my little studio apartment on Oak Street in San Francisco. And
I used to have a little reformer.
Did you?
Yes, I love the reformer Pilates. It's the best.
Do you? Yeah, it feels really great. And I had done it for a while at this point. I'd been certified in a couple different methods looking for an answer. And so I would just tinker. It was almost like my body was my laboratory. And at nights after I came home from my dance rehearsals and stuff, I'd like be in, you know, tight and be in pain. And then I couldn't sleep because my digestion would flare up. And so I would just like work out on my own body. And when I say work out, it was like, you know, no one would walk in thinking I was working out. It was like me poking and prodding. And I ended up discovering that fascia does some really important and interesting stuff. It behaves very differently. So fascia is 70% water, 30% fiber. And a lot of the things that we do in our physical conditioning treat the body more like a solid than a fluid. And we're taught to tighten and hold core. And we're taught to, you know, breathe into our low backs. And we're taught to hold form rather than increase function. And so a lot of our things that we do in our lives, including stress, affects fascia. And wow. In the, you know, wee hours of the night of me desperate to kind of heal myself, I started seeing how opposite fascia was from the things that we were taught. Wow, and yeah. That's kind of what led me on this journey for 25 years of like, there's this thing that is affecting not only just our physical health, but also our cognitive and emotional health because of how fascia is wired to our nervous system that is really being actually triggered by our modern day lifestyles, by actual principles that people are teaching and advocating for. It's interesting. I would go to a workshop for Pilates thinking I was trying to find more answers. And then I just get flared up for like 2.5-3 weeks afterward. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to push my ribs down anymore because that's what flared me up. I'm fine when I don't push my ribs down, for example, in core training. So anyway, it just was trial and error, 25 years of just desperation. You know, they say that desperation is the thing of invention, is the genius of invention or something. So I ended up coming up with a whole body technology based upon fascia's ability to contract. And that goes probably more into the science than your listeners want to hear. But it's significant. It's different than just, let's say, trying to stretch your fascia. It's a way that you actually control the energetic input and the output, like the metabolic activity of your entire body through the connective tissue system. And people would start finding healing and changes in these like really kind of weird, complicated cases. And so I got known in San Francisco for dealing with those kind of more complicated cases to help people. And so that's what I think that's what I want to then I got kind of kept swept away when I moved to LA into more of the fitness mode. But I think my passion is definitely more for like bodies that just need an answer that nobody has out there in mainstream.
And most of the people I interview are in that, but they found the answer, but they're being interviewed because they're like no doctor and no one could determine the cause. And they had to find a specialist such as yourself who had their own issue and discovered it, right? So
that's
it's like
right.
All of these people out there are going doctor to doctor. It could be Eastern, Western, whatever, and they're not finding the answers that they're seeking. And fascia isn't something that we've talked about extensively on the podcast. So if you want to go into the science, like I'm all ears, but I wanted to tell you that what I think when I hear this is just like on the Food Heals podcast, we say that there's no perfect diet for every body. Mm-hmm. So whether it is whatever the latest buzzword is, there's vegan and paleo and gluten-free and all the things, that doesn't mean it's right for you. It's determining what's right for you. So here you are doing Pilates and learning all of these things. And I am a student and lover of Pilates. It healed my back pain. Reformer Pilates was, it changed my life in a way that yoga never did, right?
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Yeah.
But it's different for everybody. Like my friend who loves hot yoga. I cannot do hot yoga. I have cinco feet. I get hot. I pass out. I go down. Like it's not okay. Right? So it's a healing tool, but it's not healing for everybody. And I think that's what you were discovering.
Well, and I think that that's maybe if I were to kind of like, what I do is like, I'm not really a practitioner, even though I work on people and I do manual adjusting and I do visceral manipulation. But I really am an educator because I do believe that you have to find your own true, right? You have to be able to know your body well enough that you start to sense and do what it needs for you. And so then you won't be swayed by different trends and fads because you're like, great. For example, and that was one of my journeys to healing my own diet and nutrition, my relationship to food after having an eating disorder for so long and having a unhealthy, I had like racked, I had abused laxatives and vomiting and just like my body was a wreck. But what was interesting is that the food I ate, I was always kind of healthy. Like I wasn't really a bad eater ever. Then I had to go into like, what is the, and this is what I love about fascia is that fascia is really like the ground substance. It's ground zero for taking care of your body. If you have digestive issues, there's still an element of what you eat being very superficial, more like the lotion on top. Because unless you have like visceral motility that is created by fascia, you are not going to, like the assimilation of the nutrition that you're taking in is very mute. It's a mute point, right? You can be eating really healthy and not being able to actually gain the benefits of what you're eating. And so like visceral motility, I don't know if you know this, but when you start eating, your esophagus starts to contract in a rhythmic pattern that then starts to synchronize to the contractions of your intestines and your colon to move the food through the gastrointestinal tract on its way to extracting nutrients and delivering it to your body. And this synchronization of tissue motion, and it's called visceral motility, is one of the like foundational movements and metabolic processes that supports the healthy biome, both intrinsic, which is the digestive biome, and then also the fascial biome on the outside of your intestinal tract. And so you can like take all your acidophilus, do your detox, do all of these things. But really, if you don't fix the source of your problem, then those things have very little influence anyway, if that makes sense. And so that's where fascia comes in to all of these, really, like it's a source dealer. It like actually provides an answer on the deeper layer of what is the cause of things rather than these symptoms that we keep fighting in all of our health, like inflammation. Deal with your fascial microbiome, how the fluid shift transfers inside, because they just did this research recently that was showing that inside the fascial biome, it's like the space and the living activity surrounding the fibers of fascia is where I think like 85% of latent bacteria and viruses are in your body. And so if you do not have healthy fascia, they're lying there ready to be activated. If you have healthy fascia, the fibers keep it from translating and transmitting into other areas of your body. And so that's one example of how like fascia can directly influence the whole body mechanism of like inflammation and what's the other one that I was going to say? My brain kind of feels slow today.
That's okay.
Like inflammation and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so that's what I found. And I love that because if you learn what your body needs, back to what you were saying, I was a long-winded like conversation to myself, but I was trying to say is I agree with you that there's not one size that fits all for diet. There's not one size that fits all for exercise, but there is one way that the body can be optimized so that you can know what those other things mean for your body, what they're actually doing and helping your body.
All right, to all my Food Heals Nation Organifi fans, I have so many amazing specials for you in the month of February. If you're not driving and you have a chance, go and write this down. I'll put it in the show notes too, but I want you to make note of these dates with all these incredible Organifi specials. So whether you need to stock up on the green juice, the Organifi Gold, the Harmony, the Protein, the Glow, the Pure, or any of your other favorites, there's not only your 20% off discount code, FOODHEALS, as always, but we've also got a bunch of specials, okay? Ready? Here we go. Write this down. From February 2nd to February 5th, buy any two products, you'll get a free Organifi tote bag. From February 9th to February 14th, buy any product, get a free gold chocolate. That is my absolute favorite. Mark that down. It tastes like a hot chocolate golden milk that also puts you to sleep. Then from February 16th to February 19th, you can buy any product and you'll get a free Focus. And finally, February 29th to March 3rd, buy any product and you'll get 15 free green juice travel packs. I love the travel packs. I always take them on the plane with me so that I can get my greens on the go wherever I am. So as always, you can find everything over at OrganifiShop.com/FoodHeals and use the discount code FOODHEALS to save 20% off your order. Who else wants a free, fresh bottle of olive oil shipped straight to their door? Let me back up. The first time I went to Italy, I finally tasted real olive oil for the first time. It's not that I had never had olive oil before, of course, in the States, but the difference was I was having olive oil made fresh from olives that were growing on the property in Ravello off the Amalfi Coast. It was an experience I will never forget, and I ended up shipping like 6 bottles of it home because I couldn't bear to go back to store-bought processed olive oil. Well, the same thing happened to TJ Robinson. He's also known as the olive oil hunter. He learned that olive oil packs the most flavor and the healthiest nutrients when it's fresh from the farm. And that's the problem with your typical like supermarket olive oil. The olive oil is not fresh. They can sit on the shelf for months, years, growing stale. And that's why I'm so excited that I now get my olive oil direct from small award-winning farms. Thanks to TJ, who I just did an olive oil tasting with, which was so fun. I absolutely fell in love with their vibrant, fresh, grassy flavors. They're totally delicious. They're great on veggies, pasta, salad, you name it. And TJ has his fresh pressed olive oil club. And Food Heals Nation, he will send you a full-size bottle worth $39 of one of the world's finest, most artisanal olive oils, fresh from the latest harvest, but he's only going to charge you $1 to help cover shipping. There's no commitment to buy anything now or ever. It's his gift to Food Heals Nation. So you can get your free $39 bottle for just $1 shipping. Taste the difference. Taste the freshness. You can go to getfresh323.com. That's getfresh323.com. You'll get your free bottle and you'll pay $1 for shipping. Getfresh323.com.
Okay, I have a bunch of questions. Ready?
Yes. Go, fire. Okay.
Question one, do you watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
No.
All right, question two. They're talking about this esophagus thing, and I was going to ask your opinion because I'm really wanting an expert to weigh in because I have a very strong opinion, but I don't want to say it without an expert's advice. Okay, I will move on. If you want to go watch it and find out what's going on, I would like
what did they say about it? No, you have to tell me now. What are they saying about it?
One character is accusing the other character of like lying about her medical condition, saying it's not a real medical condition. And the woman is like, I don't want to, you're not my doctor. I don't want to talk to you about it, but it's her esophagus disorder. I think she called
esophageal.
It something like that.
Oh yeah. 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 Like, is it a acid reflux, esophageal reflux?
That's, I mean, I'm not exactly sure, but that's okay. What the whole conversation is. And it's hilarious because it's on TV and I can't get enough of it. but at the same time, I have a lot of opinions because first of all, I'm like, don't tell someone you're not her doctor. Don't tell somebody else what they may or may not have. That's literally gaslighting. And that's what unfortunately a lot of doctors do to patients all the time is they go, it's all in your head or you're making it up. So that part infuriates me. And then at the same time, the point that she does have is actually there is an underlying cost. And I think that's what she's trying to say, but she's not going about it well at all. So I'm like super frustrated. I'm like, girl, if you want to actually help her, you could tell her, well, maybe your esophagus is because of this. And if you got to the root cause, you could heal it. But that's not what's happening because it's a dramatic show. So
because that also wouldn't create as much drama for the TV, right? Would it? Like if we actually articulated our...
Exactly. That's why I want to talk to an expert about it. Because I'm like, I need someone else's opinion here.
I mean, what's interesting is I have no idea what that is. And I'm not by far an expert on gastroenterology. However, I do know that from a fascia perspective, a lot of people who have acid reflux is because of how tight their tissues are. And what we don't understand or what we don't think about is that fascia is a three-dimensional structure. So it's like a balloon, right? Like you're more like a water balloon moving through your day than you are a stick. But we always think about as we work out, like we're bones and muscles pulling and levers rather than like I'm an actual water balloon. So if you take that analogy and you're like, okay, I'm going to tighten my core and I'm going to tighten my diaphragm as hard as I can so that I have a solid, nice abdominal core. Yeah. If I sit all day, my torso is actually squeezing in. And if you picture your torso being like a tube of toothpaste, if you squeeze something in the middle, you're going to push everything up through the opening of the tube or down to the base of the tube, right? That's called displacement in mechanics. And so most people have such tight cores, not just from strength. We're not talking tight as in like cool tight. We're talking as in such rigidity tightness through, you know, stress and contractile, you know, tissue dysfunction. That everything is splurting out all over the place. There's your body maintains a very important level of barometric pressure, internal barometric pressure, like in an airplane, right? So that all of your organs have the right amount of pressure to be able to create, like, peristalsis is one of the operations that requires the right pressurization in the torso. And so when you have too much pressure in your torso, you get low back pain, you get sluggish digestion, your organ motility goes down, and you will actually push and displace organs that are supposed to be hanging deep in the thoracic cavity up and pressurize up into your throat, and that can cause acid reflux. So having said that, I don't know what her condition was, but need to think about their bodies differently of how they're actually carrying their pressures and how their tissues are supposed to move. And it's a bigger conversation. It's like a whole world that's inside of us that we don't really know.
Absolutely. And I think that's, you know, part of doing this show, my biggest learning and what I want to impart to people is if you have something that you call a disorder or something that you call is call chronic and you think you're going to have it for the rest of your life, 9 out of 10 times, that's false. And you're buying into a misbelief that isn't true. And it's not your fault. It's only because you haven't made the discovery of what the root cause of the disorder or chronic condition is. And when you're that's able to make those connections, you're able to heal. So I'm in perfect agreement and alignment.
That's well said. Really well said.
I appreciate that. So my next question, Anna, is I want to go back to your story because I heard you say that, you know, you're suffering, you've discovered the fascia, and then you're teaching people and helping people. But what was it? Tell me about the true healing path that made you go from I made this discovery to feeling better. What did that look like? I know you said it was 20 years of discovery. We're all on this journey for 20 years, but I'm guessing it didn't take 20 years to heal. Like, tell me about the healing journey. In case someone's listening, they're like, I want to find out if this is my issue. How do they determine? Sorry, I know I'm doing a 4-part question here. I apologize.
Okay. It's okay.
But tell me about the journey that you had to heal. And if someone is listening and they're like, how do I even discover if this is an issue for me and I need to heal the fascia?
Okay. Let me see if I can do both of those in succession. So the first, okay. It's great. These are great questions. I just have to keep track of them in my mind as I'm talking. So
I'll ask you again. Don't
okay, good.
Worry.
So the first,
wherever you want to go.
Like the meandering of my brain. It's so funny. So the first question is an interesting one because I spent probably a good 6 months to a year finding a certain amount of reprieve, just tapping into rolling, laying on rollers, right? And that's the number one way that people are really like into rolling their fascia after their workout and, you know, relaxing and trying to open their tissue through some type of a manual massage. And that worked pretty well, except that I would go out and live my normal life and I would tighten up again to such a degree that my symptoms would just like come back. And it was pretty immediate, right? It was like I would go out and dance and do my core work in my dance class and I would come home and all of my flare-ups would happen. And so one night I was in my apartment and I was like, there's got to be a way that I don't go out and ruin my body during the day and then come home and have to do 3 hours of therapy or rehab to continue to live. It can't be an either or. That felt very non-productive. And so one night I was laying on this roller and I was laying on a place that was very excruciating, like almost like I was needing to get off of the roller and like I couldn't tolerate the pain. And I noticed that I felt this feeling of my skin open and the roller felt like it went deeper into me. These are like tiny little wood rollers. I wish I could describe it to you. I sell them on my website now because I had them made. But they were like these really hard, like a wood roller. They weren't like foam and cushy. They were like, ow. And I would just lay there and I felt my tissue open up. And in that moment, I felt like a breath of relief. And I said to myself, could I make that thing I just felt happen? Could I do that on purpose? Could I actively make my muscle or whatever it is, the fascia, do that on purpose? Mm-hmm. And the weirdest thing was, yes, I could. And so I tried it again. I found a new place that hurt, like almost to the point where I couldn't tolerate it. And then I watched it happen with the roller. And then I went in and I said, could I move something in that way to make it open? Sure enough, I did it. And I had a huge wash of pain relief. And so this little action that seemed completely like, you know, I mean, it was a very, it's called the fascia flux. So muscles flex, and muscles flex at about like 2.5 pounds per square inch. So anytime you contract a muscle, there's a weight load that happens. Fascia is a much lighter flux. It's like it contracts, and it contracts in a way that moves energy through the system. And without going into all of the science behind it, this is really powerful because all of a sudden I had control. I wasn't the passive recipient of release. I was the active participant in healing my pain. And so I took that moment and I started duplicating it everywhere. I would be like, I'm doing a plié in my ballet class and my Achilles feel is like it's going to tear. Can I do the action there? I'm in the middle of being a pas de deux and I'm being lifted up and it feels like my armpit's being ripped. Could I do this? I went out to dinner and my digestion's doing this. Can I make this happen here? And I just started applying it within, I would say, maybe 6 to 8 weeks. The change in my condition was so significant in my the volatile aspects, the acute flare-ups that I would have, that I was like, I'm onto something. And then came another step in the journey of patterning it because it actually has flow. The way that you lay out these contractions, kind of like a heartbeat, you know how your heart pumps and then blood moves through the veins? Fascia contracts, but then it has to move and distribute the pain throughout the fibers and share and dilute it through the system. So that's the basic principle of what ended up becoming this whole journey of healing, where it's ironic, and I tell people this all the time. I think we live in this area or this time in life where it's like, we should avoid pain. Pain is a bad thing. Pain is the reason I can't do X, Y, and Z. Pain is the reason I do have weight. Pain is the weight. And we just kind of like scapegoat pain as this negative thing. And I learned early on that if I actually antagonize my pain, my body sits up and listens and says, ooh, this is something I want to change. This is something that's not right. You have my attention. And then when you work with fascia, because it's so connected to your pain sensors, when you start to use it, it will immediately lighten. And it's almost like a drug. It's better than like a opioid in terms of its reaction in your nervous system. And so I would get addicted to antagonizing the pain and then immediately going in and finding such reprieve that it almost was my motivation, right? Like people sometimes, I think, like avoid their pain and then it gets worse and then they don't are not motivated to move because it hurts too much. But if you can change that exchange, that kind of like communication, then all of a sudden that is your in. Because let's admit that like nobody has a hard time pretty much saying no to chocolate cake. Nobody has a hard time saying no to a good back rub. Nobody is going to say no to something that feels good. But you have to be able to go into your pain, have a very certifiable technique to eliminate it, and then the pain doesn't become this barrier and you're like, yeah, I want to feel better. Oh my gosh, I love that feeling. I actually like the pain feeling because I know on the other side there's healing.
Yes, exactly. This reminds me of who was the doctor who did the study? Ben Singh, Dr. Ben Singh, that physical activity was 1.5 times more effective at reducing symptoms of depression and stress and anxiety than SSRIs, which most people are turning to because that's what they're told and that's what they know and that's what a psychologist or a psychiatrist says or that's what their doctor says.
That's right. Oh my
gosh. When you discover that you can, and please know I'm not speaking for everyone, but many of us, and everyone's on their own journey, many of us can feel better by physical movement rather than a pill. That's so empowering. And you felt that and you were like, oh,
I
didn't know my body was capable of that.
That's right. That's right. And I was actually, what's so weird is that I was a dancer. I was supposedly embodied. Like I was 18 and in supposedly the prime of my life. And so it was only through that desperation. And I would say, I know that it's your podcast, so I'm just going to be as more bold than you have to be, which is everybody will heal through movement. Everybody. I work with people
who have,
yes, it's medicine. And yes, it's medicine because it's a metabolic activity. Here's where fascia comes into this.
Okay.
Fascia says that movement is the end byproduct of energy moving through your body rather than the generating end. And we treat workouts like we're generating tension. Tighten, tone, hold. Hold your core. Make your muscle turn it on. Try to tighten to strengthen. We've got to focus on stability rather than mobility. Like, all of these principles are rigid making.
But there's a reason for that. And I believe that it's because when I would go to my LA Pilates studios and yoga studios, it was all about everyone wanting to be more tight, thin, and beautiful. And that's so right. That's where the teachers are taught to come from a place. It's not about healing of the body. It's about tightening the core and all of that.
Right.
And I'm not saying that intrinsically that's wrong, because I have no problem with getting fit to look hot. Like, I'm for it. However, we have to address the mobility issue. And I would much rather be free and dancing and moving my body. And
that's right.
Like, physical therapy also helped me. Like, reformer Pilates helped me much more than mat Pilates. They're completely different ways of using the body and muscles, in my opinion. And we still have to dance. Like, we still have to let loose and
That's
be free, because
right.
that rigidness, I believe, also either comes from or falls into other parts of your life. So if you're rigid in your exercise routine, you're probably rigid in other areas.
100%.
Right. 100%. You're probably rigid in your exercise routine. And that's not, I don't want to live in a rigidness. So,
well,
I
and this comes into even social things. I'm going to just dip lightly into this, which is our calisthenic practices came not from the Olympiads in the Greeks, right? Discus throwing and javelin throwing and running. It came from military calisthenics, which was all about unifying and uniforming, right? Getting cooperation, getting everybody to fight and align to a common cause. And so you take out any type of freedom of movement, and you take out any type of freedom of thought. And so you look around, and this goes into what, like, the imprinting of our experiences in our tissues. If you do rigid movement, you will become rigid. Watch anybody who holds their core tight and solid, and they are not open people. Their minds are as rigid as their bodies. And I experienced this on the other side. I know that I'm not here to defame anyone, but I spent 25 years dipping in and out of Pilates, different methods, different everything. And
I was
totally amazed. It happens in dance too, but the more that someone held tight to their methodology, the tighter their cores were, the more they were rigid. Like, you look at classical Pilates, and it's like, everybody was so protective and defensive. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I just need to, like, get out of this and be able to move freer. I just want to be lighter of my being. I want to be more open, more expansive. And the definition of opening your consciousness is by creating space. And the way you create space is by stretching, right? You do, like, even internally, fascia, think about, like, fascia, like a woven soccer ball. And if you squeeze it, the fibers collapse in and you get tighter. And if you open your palm, the little fiber soccer ball expands out and you have more space inside of you. And so it's true that the way you move completely conditions how you are as a person. And the inverse is also true, that what you think, how you feel, the mental load of your life comes out and puts the configuration of tension through your tissues. They're the same side, or the same stick, just different sides of input.
I love this conversation, and the way that you put it, it makes so much sense to me. And it's such an interesting thing to think about, how everything affects everything affects everything. Like, we're not in silos.
No.
How we treat people, how we exercise, how we come about our work life, how we come about our marriages, our relationships. It's actually, nothing is siloed.
Nothing. Everything is integrated. Everything.
Yeah.
And you look at our teachings of, like, even physical, like, isolate this, isolate to tone. It's like, no, fascia's new message is integrate. Look at the whole. Look at places where, you know, you need to create space and opening. Get rid of the loads. Let me distribute them instead of carrying them. There's so many poetices for life, you know. I joke with people, I'm like, I'm really out to changing the world one body at a time. Because if you change how you live in your body and your tissues and the way you relate to the force loads in your life, you will become a better human. And that means that you do have the opportunity to reach out and stretch and connect with someone else in a completely different way. And if we make those connections inside of ourselves, you can make those connections to the world around you. And it's more important now than ever, because everything that we are being shown and taught is all isolating, right? All polarizing. Choose a side, choose your candidate, choose what side of the war you're on. You know, it's like, why can't all of these things be true? Why can't they be all true? And we just have to wrestle with these tensions without shutting down. How can we become more agile and be able to deal with tensions? And that's one of the highest lessons that fascism taught me, is like, there is power in yielding, not in coming out with brute force. There is, you know, power in accepting and moving things through you rather than bracing against and taking a stand for everything. And all of these kind of rigid ways that we navigate through life actually fragments us and segregates and isolates us, which is causing depression, causing the sadness on a global scale of people longing to be connected but completely unconnected. You know what I mean?
Yes, I love the comparison to the outside world and what we're dealing with right now. I think it is absolutely accurate and scary. And I want to make sure, like, one of the goals of my, everyone that listens to my show knows, goal of my life is to never get cancer and to be healthy and to live it to 100, being like a happy old grandma riding her bike to the farmer's market. And the kids are like, she's still alive and thriving? That's like, right. What?
Alive and thriving. That's good.
Yeah, but it does so extend to all of the things in our lives. And I think those societal pressures too, like you said, choose a side, be this way, or we're not friends, is affecting us in so many ways. And we cannot continue this way.
No.
It is like a life we've never seen before. When I was growing up, I did not see this amount of divisiveness in the world, which means, but it starts with us, right? And so if the world is a reflection of who we are inside, we've got to go inside and change those things, whether it's the physical, the emotional, the spiritual, the mental, like we've been saying, they all go hand in hand. So where can
Well, it's start? One continuum, isn't it? It's one continuum. A human is the same thing as a cell. And I will build on what you said about not wanting to get cancer and to live to a ripe old age, because the same principles that happen in the human body between cells is the same thing that happens in the world around us between people. Each person is a cell, and the inflammation that we are fostering and flaming in our political stances is causing cancerous conditions.
Absolutely.
Where things will grow and tumors will rise, and we cannot live like this. We will start to eat each other up. We will turn on each other. And there's a message of peace in here where people need to get proactive in learning how to anti-inflame their conversations and start to point towards the antidote of love and understanding and acceptance and openness. And it doesn't mean you don't stand for things, right? You have to have, it's like, this is one of the lessons of fascism. It's like, we don't want no tension. We don't want too much tension. We want what's called biotensegrity. It's the ability to have just the right amount of tension that holds shape, that gives us form, that makes us function, right? Like, function over form every time. And so I feel like, you know, if we can liken our bodies and deal with what's close to us inside, then we can also manifest that in one continuum to the way we live our lives outside of us.
Wow, Anna, that was so beautifully said. And can you say that word again? Because it really resonated with me.
Yes, it's called biotensegrity. And I'll give you just a tiny history of it so that people can type it in and look it up.
Yeah.
There was a architect, Buckheimer Fuller. My dad actually ended up knowing him in 1970 in Carbondale, Illinois, which is funny. But he was a famous architect who came up with the word tensegrity to describe architectural structures that maintain their form based upon their shared tensions. And then about 40 years later, a scientist by the name of, I'm going to just mess that up, I got to learn that one so that I can give him credit, was looking at a cell, and he's like, by golly, the human cell is a biotensegrity structure. And so tensegrity ends up being the structure behind the water molecule, the tetrahedral structure of a water molecule. It's in every one of ourselves. And it's basically saying that we maintain who we are and how we share space around us by the integrity of our tensions, the integrity of the tensions of our personality, the way that we carry the tensions in our relationships. And so it creates a much more dynamic picture of life, right? Instead of this is the perfect form, this is the perfect way to hold, this is the perfect way to present yourself. It's like, wow, I have now permission to expand and to contract, to have this tension and this tension, and multiple things are true at the same time. And it's a much more vital way. The biotensegrity model is not only more accurate to how life really is, but it's a freer way to shape your worldview, you know, and being able to create structure to maintain a place of you from which you're able to bend and stretch and reach based upon the living active tensions inside of who you are.
Wow. Yeah. When you first said it, what resonated with me was I realized, you know, in my 30s that I wanted to help people heal their health and I wanted them to make all the discoveries that I had made. And I wanted to teach people the amazing body's ability to heal itself when given the tools that it needs to do so. Mm-hmm. So I learned about all of these healing tools. And then I started to learn that a lot of healing tools work for a lot of people, but not everything works for everybody, going to the diet conversation. So I realized I have to be absolutely sure that I never get so dogmatic about my beliefs that they blind me from other things that either also are true or are more true than the belief that I'm holding, because there is something stronger, better, different, whatever, whether it's that, political beliefs, relationship beliefs, beliefs about yourself. I want to make sure that I never get dogmatic about those beliefs. So my brain and mind is always malleable and I'm always open.
So well said.
Yeah. Like new way. I want to be able to experience new ways of seeing the world, of healing, and everything's always changing and our bodies are changing. So what worked for me 5 years ago may not work 5 years from now. And I need to make sure that I'm not like, well, this is what works for me and now it's not working. So nothing's ever going to work again. Right. Like I have to be malleable. I've never heard of this fascia conversation. So next time I have something that I'm dealing with, I'm going to be like, how do I look into fascia? Like,
yeah, what this lens, right? I mean, I think that's what is the definition of freedom is that true definition of freedom is having options, because options, options create choices and choices create freedom. But options shares the same root as opposition. And so if you stick too closely to one side, you become imbalanced. Yeah. You must add to the conversation on the other side. You must add and always have an equal and opposite reaction. That's the definition of balance, right? Is being able to choose lightly between two extremes, not living in either extreme. And so I think that that's one of those things where it's like, to be truly free, we cannot become rigid in our thinking. We have to be able to not become dogmatic. And it's so interesting how our brains, and I don't know if this is, you know, anthropological, you know, about our primal ancestry brain and primal fears of stuff where we're like, oh, I found the answer. This is it. I'm just going to stick to this rather than wait. This is an answer. And then maybe 5 years from now, my body is healed this much. I need another answer. And I need another way of thinking about this. Or right now, this is true for me, but it could be different tomorrow. And this also plays into the conversation of adaptation. Because agility is like, how far can I adapt? How wed am I to this one place? Can I let go of this, you know, boat that's no longer floating and grab onto the life raft so I can continue to, you know, get to the next place that I'm wanting to get to? Or am I just so religiously, you know, staunchly stuck to this belief?
Right.
And I find that that's really refreshing. When you said that, I'm like, that's one of the lessons I hope that most people start to do getting out of their 30s. I feel like you spend the first 20s and 30s being like, this is what I believe and this is who I am. You fight so hard through your 20s to be like, find identity, that if you're not careful, you start to sink into an identity that becomes rigid, right? And not agile and fluid and open. And that takes away from living, right? The more vital signs you have, the more alive you are.
I could not agree more. I love this conversation. You can go to Anna Rahe, RAHE.com. You can follow her on Instagram at GSTBody. But Anna, we already agreed, and Food Heals Nation knows, that movement is medicine. And I heard you might have a daily exercise for us to do to become healthier. Yes, go for it.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to give you just one because it's an antidote for all of the sitting and the compressive activities that we do in our workouts. And it's called active traction. You're going to look around at the world around you and look for ways to make it your jungle gym. And I mean, think back to being on the elementary school playground where you would literally run out and hang from the monkey bars and hang from the chain link fences and hang from the swings, and you want to look around and be like, my kitchen sink is a great place for me to actively traction off of. I walk through a bathroom door stall at the movies and I look up and there's a bar for me to hang my body weight from. When I'm filling my car at the gas station and my windows open in beautiful Southern California in the summers, you can pull off your door. So this is what it looks like. Grab onto any surface that will hold your body weight. I'm waiting in line for my Starbucks and there's a handicap railing there. Grab onto it. Spread your legs as wider than your shoulders and then bend your knees and sit back in a very nice wide squat and hang your entire body weight off the surface you're gripping onto. And as you're hanging there, your first hang of traction, pulling, comes from your body and your muscles. But then I want you to try to find a smaller motion under that as you hang. As you pull, it'll feel so good. You feel like you're yawning in your body. A big Adam yawn went off in your body. And then you're going to try to find an additional little slip, an additional little stretch, an additional little feeling of openness. And that's introducing you to the smaller movements that are really transformative called the fascia flux. And that's what's giving your body life force and energy, vitality underneath the places where we don't usually see in the subtle places of who we are as people. So that's what I would have you do.
I love that. Thank you, Anna. That was amazing. So where can we get more Anna? How can we work with you, follow you, stalk you, all that good stuff?
Stalk me. I love it. Okay. come to Anna Rahe, A-N-N-A, Rahe is your going to way you're remembering it. It's R-A-H-E. It's German. I don't know why it's pronounced Rahe, but I like it better than Rahe. So to AnnaRahe.com. Instagram is either Anna Rahe. I have Anna Rahe of GST or I have GST Body. They're both, follow me both because I give different content on both channels. And then sign up for my newsletter because we do give out like weekly free videos. I have a YouTube channel where you can find some free resources just to see if this is right for you. And just try them. You can also find them on the GST Body website. I have some of the YouTube videos posted there and you can try some and just feel the fascia difference. Moving with fascia is the most liberating like exhale you've ever given your body and your mind. And so I want you guys to just feel the difference and experience it. And you don't have to, buy everything, just taste it first. And then you'll come and you'll say, I want more.
Yes. I mean, like literally from this conversation, I want to get up and move my body right now. Like the thing is that what I do for a living is interview people. I sit at the computer a lot. And so I know sitting is the new smoking. I know it is not good for me to sit at the computer all day. However, as long as I'm taking my breaks, I'm going and doing my exercises in between, then I can live my passion and keep my body healthy. But I have to make it a choice because so many of us sit at a computer all day. Of us sit in the office all day. And that is no way to live. That is killing our bodies. That is contributing to the rigidness because we're like, well, we have to make money and we can't quit our jobs. I'm not telling you to quit your job or quit your clients.
That's right. Well, and fascia works like a snow globe. So sedimentary is like, if you just get up, fascia loves micro movements. And so lucky for you, you don't have to. In fact, fascia doesn't like 30 to hour long workouts once a day. It wants that hour spread out every 45 minutes throughout your day. And so if you can go every literally half hour, the animals do it. It's called pandiculation and they stretch. That's where downward dog comes from. If you watch, animals moving, then all of a sudden you go and you start layering it in. You don't actually have to work out for long periods of time. Does that make sense?
Yes, I know when it's time to get up and move because Lily, my dog, comes over to me. She stretches in front of me and then she puts her little straws under the laptop and bumps it and says, Mom, it's time to get up. So
that's
she's
hilarious.
The best barometer I have. Yeah.
That's actually, I've never thought about giving that as an advice, but like some, I tell people mostly like your pain will tell you when you need to get up, like my leg's asleep or my sciatic is acting up or, but actually the truth is if you have an animal, dog, all you have to do is literally move when they move and you will feel so much better. That's a much better timer, you know, a medicinal timer.
I have learned to follow. Like if obviously I'm recording right now, so I couldn't do it. But if I am sitting on my computer, she will come up, she will stretch, she will put her head under, she will kick it to the side. Like she does not want me on the laptop. And I'm like, okay, if I'm not doing anything super intense, I get up every single time. Cause I'm like, thank you, Lily, for acknowledging that I have been sitting here for too long. It's the best.
It's so cute. Man's best friend, right? She's got your back.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Anna, this has been so fantastic. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, me too. I love just connecting with you and your knowledge, and you're really such a beautiful human, a great interviewer, but thank you for letting me come and share my passion and purpose for helping people.
Absolutely. Thank you for doing so. I know it's going to help a lot of people. Now we know what fascia is and how to heal it. So we are empowered to make changes, and everything is over at AnnaRahe.com, Instagram.com/GSTbody, Instagram.com/AnnaRahe of GST. Thanks, Anna.
Thank you so much.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This podcast is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Side effects of this podcast may include increased health and vitality, thoughts of living longer, developing a more positive outlook on life. In rare cases, people have experienced a strong desire to actually start using their $39.99 a month gym membership. If you experience any of these symptoms, Snapchat your trainer immediately.